everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. Listen, we are going to have an amazing conversation, but I definitely want to make sure that I share this podcast on my personal page. And while I am sharing it, go ahead and like and share this podcast. I have a phenomenal guest, and let me tell you something. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. We already have someone already commenting on tonight. Tamika Thompson is on. She said, hello, gorgeous queens. Look, Elena, hey, she's using queen. Your famous word, girl.
Queen. Hey, queen.
Thank you so much, Tamika, for tuning in. And again, if you all are watching, go ahead and like and share this podcast on tonight. I'm telling you, she's going to be amazing, okay? She is going to be amazing. I guarantee
I'm glad you
think
that.
Be amazing. Tamika says, so excited to be here. Tamika, we're excited that you're here too. And let me tell you what, you're definitely going to be encouraged, inspired, and transformed with this conversation on tonight. So we're going to dive right in, Elena, because we only have 30 minutes. Sometimes we may go a little bit over, but I try to stick to the time. You just never know. But Elena, just tell the audience a little bit about who is Elena Pinckney.
Okay, so who is Elena Pinckney? Elena Pinckney is a creative artist, brand architect. I'm a filmmaker. My purpose really is to create experiences, whether it's an experience from something that I make for my personal brand or my personal life, or experiences like your brand, Pivot to Your Purpose. But that's in a short loop, that's who I am. I'm a brand architect, brand strategist, creative artist, filmmaker, author, writer, etc.
Wow. So you have a long list of things, but we're going to dissect and unpack some of these things that you do. But we have another person that commented. Mabel Williams is on. Good evening, Mabel Williams. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as I always say, like and share this podcast. Roderick is on. Good evening, Roderick. He said, good evening, everyone. Thank you so much, Roderick, for tuning in. And as you all know, I like to recognize all my guests. So make sure that you comment so that I can shout you out on tonight. So Elena, you stated a brand architecture, and you also mentioned that you are also a filmmaker. So which one came first? And Carissa is on. Elena Pinckney.
I love you, cousin. You know what came first? Writing came first.
Okay.
Just kind of really being a creative artist. I wrote my first book at 12 years old when I was in junior high school. And from there, that birthed the desire to want to work in the film industry. And when I was working in the working through my college degree, which is in screenwriting, I realized that I needed to kind of build my own brand because kind of, you know, when you're going into, it doesn't really matter what industry it is, whether it's being an author, a filmmaker, or a purpose coach, et cetera, you need to have a personal brand. And so I'm one of these people that's kind of always learning. That's my thing. Like I will sit here and consistently try to learn anything. And I actually kind of really honestly taught myself the ins and outs of branding because I needed to really define and build my own personal brand so that when I went out trying to position myself as a filmmaker or as a writer, people would know who I am and my reputation would precede me. So I learned about branding. While I was in college, I had got an opportunity to work with an NBA player, and he asked me to build his brand. And then it kind of just spiraled from there into working with other individuals, whether it's in, you know, Hollywood or the, you know, film industry or coaches and other things like that, helping them build their brand. But at the end of the day, I feel like the root is all the same. It's storytelling.
Okay.
Because that's essentially what a brand is. It's your story. And
right.
So for me, the purpose is a loop. It's all the same thing. It's just,
wow.
it's just positioned different.
Just positioned different. But it all started with you writing,
mm-hmm.
which you stated storytelling. And as you stated, you know, anyone who's watching that have an interest in branding, because as I always tell people, even though you may not necessarily have a business, quote unquote, you still are a brand.
You still have a story.
That's exactly right. You still have a story. So you mentioned something about that you work with an NBA player. How did you go about even getting the opportunity to work with an NBA player while you were in college?
Well, you know what? I at the time, he wasn't in the NBA. He was on his way to the NBA. And I knew his family. And they reached out to me and they asked me to help me get him to the NBA. And so it's going to sound crazy, but I'll just tell you. I took his story of who he was, college graduate, number one in his class in basketball, wanted to get into the NBA. And I actually architected it like it was a movie. And I basically created the steps like you would create for a film, what we needed to do from point A to point B. If, you know, our goal is to get him into the NBA, what are the different, you know, turning points that we need to have within his personal brand or his personal story to get him on his hero's journey to becoming in the NBA. And it worked. Literally every single thing that I did, from positioning him with his website, positioning him to do charitable work, because NBA really cares about all those different elements. Like, I dissected everything that makes the perfect athlete. And I created a brand or brand story around that with the things that he's passionate about. He's passionate about community. He's passionate about kids. He's passionate about, of course, basketball and things like that. And I positioned him and I pushed him out into different elements and aspects. And I, you know, promoted him here and there across the board. And then when it was time for the draft to happen, he got drafted.
Wow.
But it would, but it literally started with architecting a story that could make him go from point A to point B. If our goal is to get to B, what are the different things that we need to do to get him there? And that was my first foray into building a brand and understanding the things that you have to do to create your end goal.
Wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the genius behind my rebranding, my phenomenal website, which she likes to coin it as a machine. This is the genius behind all of this. And if you just listen to her story, talking about the individual that she helped architect his story to help him get to the NBA, amazing. So we got a comment, but I want you to break down a little bit to our audience. What do you mean by architecting a story? Okay, so let's get to these comments. Brianna is on. Brianna said, good evening. Good evening, Brianna. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tamika said, I absolutely love that strategy. Thank you, Tamika. Wasn't it an amazing strategy? So, Elena, let's revisit that strategy a little bit. Whenever you mentioned about architecting, can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Absolutely. I'll elaborate about my process, and I guess I'll utilize your brand as our example, because everyone on the line knows you. Yes. And you're the incredible person that we're all looking to right now when it comes to our desire to pivot. And so architecting your story, your brand story, simply starts with understanding and defining who you are, mm-hmm. what your purpose and your goals are, how your purpose serves your audience, how your audience consumes information, like what makes your audience want to gravitate to you and your purpose and your brand. What are those magical elements? Again, we're thinking along the lines of a script, right? What are those, what is that recipe and that magical element that's going to make people attracted to your brand, that's going to make people believe that you are the coach or the person that they need? And so architecting is the same way that it is when you decide, when you sit down and you're drafting designs to figure out, are you building a house or are you building a five-story building? It's the same type of theory where you figure out, well, what are we trying to build? And we're trying to build a 6-7-figure purpose brand that illuminates, impacts, and highlights women on their journey from point A to point B. Right. What does that look like strategically for your audience? How are they going to become attracted to Lenora? What is Lenora, and what is your turning point that you need to have for your brand to get you to be exactly what they need? And that's what we did with your brand. It's just really dissecting the audience, dissecting the goal, dissecting the strategy, and then putting it all together and making it happen.
Wow. I love it. I love it. I love it. So listen, y'all, she already told y'all in a nutshell that if you are ready to pivot in your life, I am the one that you need to connect with to help you pivot to your purpose in either your life or your career. Because you know what? first and foremost, I learned from the best. And this has been an amazing experience, an amazing experience. But we're going to continue this conversation in just a minute, but we are going to enter into our first commercial break from one of our sponsors on tonight.
Are you in need of a good night rest? It seems as if you're waking up and your back is aching. Well, then you need to head on over to My Next Mattress Outlet. My Next Mattress Outlet is located at 5945 Cliffdale Road, Suite 1102 in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Head on over there. They have different mattresses based upon your needs. Not only will your back thank you, but also the kiddos will enjoy it too. Make sure that you're able to get a great night of rest once you pay your visit to My Next Mattress. My Next Mattress have various mattresses for different needs. Again, My Next Mattress is located at 5945 Cliffdale Road, Suite 1102, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28314, offering military discounts and senior citizens discounts.
And that was our sponsor for My Next Mattress Outlet. So if you're in need of mattresses, check them out. And if you or your business would like to have an ad featured on this podcast, reach out to me at info@lenoralaster.com. And that's info@lenoralaster.com. So yes, we're doing things really big over here this year, as we also are in our season of pivoting. So Elena, how was the entire experience working with me? Can you just tell the audience what the experience was?
Yeah, that's absolutely an easy answer. You're amazing. So let me affirm you for a second. Queen, you are absolutely amazing. Like working with you, kind of hearing what your purpose story was, really helping you figure out how to position yourself in a way where people see who you are. And what I mean by see, that's the know, like, and trust factor. That's what I mean by see. When a person really sees you, they're ready to do business with you. And from the minute I met you at our good friend Dion McGee's event, I thought you were absolutely captivating and amazing woman, but I felt that you were hidden behind your purpose. And I wanted to push you out into the world with your purpose. And the experience was absolutely incredible. I encourage anybody that really is at a space in their life where they're trying to make a shift and they really need somebody to hold them accountable, and not just hold them accountable, but you also craft your own recipe for helping yes. people shift. You have an entire process for really helping people figure out how to go from A to B in their corporate career or leaving corporate to become an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And I just, anybody who needs that, and I think we're in a season right now where people really are at a point, especially us in our 30s, 40s, 50s, we're ready to live our life the way we want to live it, not the way that we were told we had to live it when we were in our 20s, which was getting a job, doing something just to do it. But we want to now be more purpose-driven. And you are the woman to help people do that. And I really absolutely mean that. You're just incredible, Queen. Incredible.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Elena. I appreciate that. Yeah. And we had some comments that came in. My sister, she said, my sister is amazing. Thank you, sister. You are amazing, too. I mean, she's the behind the scenes person, as Elena already met her previous. She makes sure everything is kind of right for me. So thank you so much, sister. She also stated, you are amazing, Elena. Elena is amazing, Sherry.
Thank you, Queen. You are amazing, too.
She is really amazing. And because I would tell you all, I would just share this with you all. When you are pursuing your purpose, you have different people who will look and see that you have a gift or you have a purpose, and they will try to take advantage of you. And when I met Elena, basically, I'll tell how we met after I make this statement. But I told Elena on the phone, I was like, well, Elena, I went through a situation where pretty much I was kind of like scammed. And she was like, listen, I've met other women like you who have worked with other people. These people have offered, you know, these different promises, but did not deliver on their promises. But she rest assured me, hey, I am going to help you through this season of your pivot. I'm going to help you with your rebranding. I'm going to help you with your relaunching. And even after that, she said, guess what? I am here for you. So I appreciate you for that, Elena, because definitely this is my season to pivot and also to help other people pivot as well. So we got some additional comments I want to bring on the screen. Tamika Thompson said, oh my goodness, hitting is such a powerful word. I have felt that way for so long. You are so inspiring. Yes, talk to Tamika real quick, just from her statement. And I'm going to read these other statements. Her statement right there.
Absolutely. I just really think, and you know, I'll talk about that, but I also want to highlight what you said about being in a situation where you had been working with people who scammed you. I'm always very clear with people when they call and do a consultation. My priority is not the money. My priority is you. And I'm here for you. And we create these plans to put this through in like a 6 to 8 week period. I think that's always my goal, but right. It doesn't always happen. And I'm actually okay with that because I would rather have us take our time to create something that's impactful versus right. me just getting you in and out just to get you in and out. And I think that you understood that part of our yes. journey is yes. that we had to really get on some coaching calls and we had to really push through some situations. And we're even though now we're done with the brand, I'm still here. And I really yes. do mean that. I'm still yes. here to help you because your brand is my baby too. Yes. You know what I mean? So myself, my assistant, my beautiful assistant, shout out to Jonathan. I love you, queen. And my other assistants, Marife and Christine, like they help me be great and they help me help you be great. And it really does take a team. And one of the things that I make important a part of my mission, utilizing the word hidden, is my team works on bringing you into the light. Mm-hmm. And that is always the focus, always the goal, and always the purpose. And so that's what we did with you. We wanted to bring you into the light. I remember your old website was black, red, blue. That wasn't the color tone that I felt when I met you.
Right.
You were vibrant.
Right.
And that's why we shifted your brand to these vibrant colors.
Yes, yes. So that love
people it. Could see you, know you, like you, trust you, and be ready to do purposeful business with you.
That's right. So Tamika, honey, you can't hide any longer. It's time for you just to emerge from that hidden space.
Absolutely.
And the thing about it is we all have a story, as Elena stated. It's just about us being comfortable enough to share our story with others.
Absolutely.
And we all have to get to that point. No one can coerce you, meaning force you to share your story. You have to be comfortable enough to share your story because your story is going to impact and transform other people as well. Brianna stated, I concur when you were speaking to me earlier and she threw out some hearts there. Harold is on, my husband. He said, hello, ladies. Hello. Hey. Thank you so much for tuning in on tonight. Another comment just came up here. Yes. Don't forget to tag, share this podcast. Thank you so much, sister. I told you she'd be behind the scenes, Elena, working this thing. Carissa stated, Elena, she has a wonderful ability to see you and bring it to life. I definitely concur with that. She really does. She really does.
Thank you, Carissa.
Thank you so much for that. Wilma is on. She said Wilma Williams is watching. Thank you so much, Wilma, for tuning in on tonight. Brianna said, is it important to work with individuals that has a true plan versus those who are still unsure?
That is an absolutely excellent question. So I have worked with a lot of uncertain people. That's tough. And I say that because the uncertain people end up working with me for 1 year, 2 years on the original plan that we had. Mm-hmm. And so I realized that wasn't helpful for me in my business. So I've actually transitioned my business now to put people through what I call like a brand academy to really figure out and discover what your purpose is, because I meet a lot of people, usually the people who are unsure. I'm gonna tell you why they're unsure. Mm-hmm. They're looking for a magic win, a magic button. They mm-hmm. want one thing that they think is going to go, and they're going to create it, launch it, it's going to make them $1 million, and they have 6 or 7 of these ideas on the shelf. But they want to know which one is going to be the one that makes me the magic money. Mm-hmm. And there's no such thing as that. Not in a realistic space.
Right.
You have to focus on what you're passionate about. And if you're unsure, it's because all the ideas that you've brought to the table, you're not really passionate about those mm-hmm. things. They're not really purpose driven. They're driven by needs, financial needs, which happens. I get it. I understand that. But they're driven by fear, lack, or what you see other people doing that you want to duplicate. But you have to really literally hone in on yourself. And that's that boot camp that I put people through before I even think about working with you. I want you to know yourself first. That's why Lenora is a great person to come to before you even come to me, because she's going to help you define your purpose. She's going to help you figure out where that pivot point is and what should you be pivoting to.
Right.
And so once you've gone through a boot camp with Lenora, I'm absolutely a great next step, because I'm going to help you take that purpose and build it into a brand. But
love
you got to know yourself first.
You got to know yourself. Yes.
That's what you do.
And one thing about Elaine, and I'm going to get to these other comments. She told me, she said, you know what? I'm not driven by money, because if I see that we are not going to work good together, I can't take you on as a client.
No.
So I think that is so important. Don't be just driven by the green dollar bills. You need to be making sure that you have a connection when you're working with people, regardless of what spectrum it's on, because if not, it's difficult.
Absolutely. My friend, and she doesn't know she's a mentor, but she's somewhat of a mentor, even though she's my client and friend. Her name is Cheryl Pillow Williamson. She says, be relational, not transactional. And that's, and I absolutely understand that, because when I work with people, and if you've kind of gone, and I know I'm terrible at posting on social media, I will do better. And in by summer, I'll do better. But all my clients I've worked with for years. And I say that because I focus on building a relationship. And like I told you, even though we're done, we got meetings, we got coaching calls that are even long after the final invoice was paid. Because if you're not where you need to be and you still feel you need more time, that to me is way more important than an invoice.
That's right.
Way more important than an invoice. Our goal is always the same. We go back to the theory of a movie. Mm-hmm. You have a goal that the hero is supposed to go to. If we do not meet that goal, then what do we have? A part two, part three? That's what we're going to do. We're going to get there till we get our goal met.
What is it called? A sequel?
It's the sequel. Or they call it a button. They call it the end. It's like a button at the end of the movie. The credits have run. But now we're in that end movie button. We're in our button right now.
Okay. Love it. Tamika said, exactly, beautiful. Amen. Sherry said, my sister is a bright light, which could no longer be hidden under a rock. That's right, sister. And y'all, my name, Lenora, means shining light. My parents, I don't even think they knew that when they named me. But when you look up Lenora, it means shining light. Yes, yes, yes. She also put, let's see some stars, hearts, and thumbs up. Y'all, go ahead and send me some stars, hearts, and thumbs up.
I love that.
We also have, pronounce that for me, Elena.
Oh, my baby, Jonalyn.
Jonalyn, okay, Jonalyn.
I love her. Well, let me tell you something. I want to give a major shout out to my assistant, my number two, my shadow, my six. Let me tell you something. This girl wakes up every day and, oh, I want to cry, but I wake up every day and that girl affirms me. And, you know, my job and my purpose is to affirm other people. But every day I wake up and that girl is doing the work that helps me do my work. And thank you, Jonalyn. Absolutely, I love you. I'm crying because it took me a very long time to trust people to help me help other people.
Yes.
And that is a sister that I trust with my business, with my goals, with my dreams. And I'm so grateful. And it just, I'm sorry, I'm an empath. So I cry like that.
You're fine.
She just absolutely makes my job easier. She makes it so much easier for me to wake up and affirm you and push for you and go for you. And you need somebody like that. And I try my hardest to do that for all of my clients. It's kind of like that theory where they say, check on your strong friend.
Yes.
I'm always forced to be the strong friend for my clients, because my goal is to see you all win. But it was for the longest, for like 8 years in business, I did not have somebody that was making sure that I was strong, that I had somebody that was pushing me. And Jonalyn's sister, that's what you do for me. And I'm so grateful. Mm. And so you bless me. Mm. You bless me. Thank you, sister.
And I can concur. Jonalyn was on it. We utilized what she called Basecamp. And let me tell you, I don't know if she's on a different time zone, but Jonalyn would comment at 3 o'clock in the morning when she needed to take care of a task. But we're going to go to another commercial break really quickly, and we're going to pick back up with our conversation.
Yes.
If you are in need of throne chairs, custom backdrops, pipes and drapes, centerpieces for your weddings, anniversary, birthdays, baby showers, themed events, or even corporate events, then you definitely want to reach out to Unique Event Rentals, LLC. Unique Event Rentals offer a variety of throne chairs and backdrops. You can definitely reach out to Linda Amos at 910-823-6295. You also can reach out to her via email at uniqueeventsrentalsllc1@gmail.com. Don't allow your event to be blah when it can be voila.
All right, and that was our sponsor from Unique Event Rentals. So I love everything you stated about John Lynn. As I stated before we went on commercial break, I definitely agree with you on that. We got some more comments here that came in. April Ogden Richardson said, great stuff. Love it. Thank you so much. Hello. She's also in Atlanta, Elena.
Oh, look at welcome to the Aces. Or you are already been here. But you know, A-Town up. You know, that's what we do, you know. Shout out to the A.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, have you shared this podcast? If not, we'll stop you. Go ahead and like and share. Mabel said awesome. She also sent some hearts and thumbs up. Brianna stated, yes, I love that. What you were stating earlier is so important. Sherry stated, I affirm my sister too, and I will go to war for her, and she
absolutely will.
She will. She definitely will. And you all, let me tell you something about Elena. Elena, as you all know, she lives in Atlanta, Georgia. And when I met her at the Roar Conference, shout out to DG McGee, I talked to Elena and I said, hey, Elena, do you work with little people like me? And she said, excuse me?
Yeah, no, we don't
said,
do that.
Little people.
We don't do that. We don't.
She said, no. I said, or do you just, you know, work with A-listers? Because I was looking through her portfolio, and I'll have her to tell some of the people, you know, that she worked with, if she would like to share that. But she said, no. She said, I work with ambitious women and entrepreneurs who are ready to take their brand to the next level. I had to stand there and say, God, you know what? I really need to watch my words. I quantify myself as little and ain't nothing little about me and my gift and my purpose. Everything is big and astronomical. Why? Because I serve a big and astronomical God. So she corrected me right there on the spot, and I welcomed that correction. And then from that, it was history. You remember that conversation?
I absolutely do. And I think that the most important thing for me, and I'll say this because I've worked with all types of people. I really don't care anybody's economic status, anybody's celebrity status. At the end of the day, I want to work with people who care about their dream enough to pivot to their purpose, right? Okay. To give a laundry list, you guys can go to my website.
Yes.
We're here. We talking about you. Who I've worked with is irrelevant compared to the fact that I've worked with you. And everybody that I do work with, when I'm with you, I'm with you. That's my focus. That's my purpose. And all I saw when I met you was someone who had a dream, who had a goal, and who had a vision, and it was my job. And I'll say it over and over again, to illuminate the gifts that you already had in you. And that's all I did. That's literally all I did.
Yeah. To illuminate the gifts that are already in you. And if you're still struggling trying to figure out what is my purpose, what is my gift, like she stated earlier, hey, connect with me, you know, connect with me. And then from me, once we get you where you need to be, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a guru in developing websites. That is where Elena and her team comes in. And they will definitely put you where you need to B. April stated, laugh out loud, yes, Atlanta, the best place in the world. I don't know about that now.
Well, I mean, Hawaii is the best place in the world, but Atlanta doing pretty good. We love it. We love it.
I got you. I definitely got you there. Sherry Dawson said, you write like you're a big mouth. She talking about me. I'm not paying her no attention, Elena.
love on her. She that's cute. I love it.
Brianna said, it's the partnership for me. Yes.
Has to be. Otherwise,
the importance of partnership.
it's important for people to partner with you on your vision. Otherwise, you just, they're just mechanical, right? They're just there again for a paycheck. If I don't partner with you in your purpose, if I don't partner with you on what your goal is, then I'm not going to do an efficient job to help you get there. I really have to truly dissect, take time and understand, and really understand not only your purpose, but your audience, what drives them to want to buy from you, what drives them to want to connect to you. And that is my job, to kind of sit in the pilot seat with you. If we're in the plane, you can't just have me just, I'm not a passenger in the back. I need to be sitting next to you, helping you fly this thing until we get it on the ground and get to our destination. And then, and you, when you're comfortable saying I can take this next flight by myself, then the job is done. But literally, that's what partnership is for me. It's getting in the pilot seat, having an absolute understanding about where we are navigating to, all of the different turning points that we need to take to get there. And that's what branding is for me. And I do understand that there are a lot of people who create businesses similar to mine, and they get clients, and they don't care.
Right.
That's not my thing. I care. My team cares. We care. And my goal really right now this year is to help 1,000 women launch a business. I'm creating an initiative. I'm going to probably have it launched within the next couple of weeks. But the sole purpose and goal is to help 1,000 women launch a business. And I'm going to actually also I'm going to refer people to you too, Lenora, because again, it goes back to what the sister said prior, is how are we helping people understand what their purpose is when they're in that state of uncertainty? Right. And so I want to be able to let this website, 1000womeninbusiness.com, don't go to the URL. It doesn't exist yet. It will, but it'll exist by the time. Look, the URL exists, but there's nothing on it. But I want to just be able to have there be areas on there for the women that I have actually helped start a business. Like, if you need a pivot coach, you need to talk to Lenora. If you need a thrive coach, you need to talk to my friend Des Clay. Just other things like, you know, I want to be able to feed all of us. Like, let's feed people through all of the different women that I know that are in leadership position to help pull people up, to help create seats at tables. And so that's what 1,000 Women in Business is. It's going to be basically a platform to help any woman who wants to start a business have somewhere to go to be able to answer all of their questions. Ooh. And find the right people to help them facilitate their dream. So yeah.
I love that, Elena.
Thank you, Queen.
Wow. I love that. I love that. Listen, Tamika said, Lenora, I'm so glad I met you. You're such a positive force. I love you from the start, down to earth and truly genuine. Proud of you. Thank you so much, Tamika. And listen, I'm proud of you because I can't tell Tamika's story, but Tamika have an amazing story. I don't even know all of Tamika's story, but all I know, this sister is holding it down. She is a military spouse. Her husband passed a couple of years ago. She's raising her children. She's out here trying to do it. And you all know, with life comes so many challenges and so many obstacles, but also with life come wins. But you just got to be connected to the right people. So Tamika, get ready for your wins, girl. You are about to pivot.
Absolutely. I love that.
Yes. Sherry said, wow, that is amazing, Elena, talking about the 1,000 women. Carissa also stated, yes, that's sisterhood in business. It is, Carissa. And Elena, you can chime in on this. I tell people, I do not understand why people don't want to help other people get to the level that they need to get to. There's enough out there for all of us, but people operate with a mindset of scarcity. There's no scarcity out there. We all can win.
We absolutely all can win because we can't all serve every single person on the planet Earth. And when you widen your net, and again, that comes from people they're not understanding who their audience is or where their audience resides. They haven't thought that far ahead. So they're really just thinking about who's in their backyard. So that's why you run into these situations where you don't have communities of people who are in business, like friends, you know, like when you go to different networking events, you're constantly meeting new people because you're going by yourself. Let's point that out. I meet too many people at networking events that did not bring anybody with them. That doesn't make any sense to me, but it also tells me that they're not really creating cohesive relationships with people, or people aren't creating it with them because they're afraid that if I'm friends with you, you're going to take my client, or you're going to take somebody that I want to be my client. And that's not how that should work. You should really be building bridges right. in your business, because that's how you elevate and make more money at the end of the day. That's so true. You should be creating connection, community, bridges, et cetera, and sisterhood, because there's enough for all of us.
And I'm going to flash this comment back on the screen, because as we were talking earlier, and when I said, Elena, you can, you know, share if you want to about the different people that you work with. What did you say? It's not even about me. It's about you. Yes, they can go to my website later. How many people would have normally said that? They're like, I'm on Lenore. I'm on her podcast. Oh, it's all about me on tonight. He was like, no, I'm here. We're going to talk about me, but I also want to focus on you, because I help you build this baby, and we want this baby to grow. This baby Absolutely. Ain't going to stay on no bottle. No, it's time for this baby to start walking. It's time for this baby to start running to the money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, if people want to know, they'll go look.
Yes.
They'll go look. But I want to affirm you again. I came here for you. I really came here because I believe in your vision for your business and for your purpose. And so when you asked me to be on this podcast, I'm not necessarily the public speaker, but I'm gonna work on that. But I came here for you, and I came here to affirm your goals and your gifts and your dreams and your purpose. And so that's why all the other people that I've worked with, they're not irrelevant in the world, but they're irrelevant in this conversation, because this conversation really is highlighting you and what it means to pivot to your purpose, and how you or I can help people do that. That's really what this is about.
Girl.
It's just the truth, queen.
I just had allowed that to marinate. That was powerful.
Yeah, it's just the truth. I'm here for you. And everybody powerful. Else who's on this podcast right now watching is also here for you. And really what I would challenge everybody that is on this podcast watching right now is to not just subscribe. Tell somebody about Lenora's business. You don't even have to tell them about my business. Tell them about Lenora's business. That's really what I want us to do. We need to kind of lock arms, and goes back to what Carissa said about sisterhood. We need to lock arms around Lenora and uplift her and uplift her purpose. Because for you to show up every two weeks, inviting other women into your space to celebrate them and to talk about what they do, I want to challenge us to take that same energy and celebrate you and talk about you. So I'm challenging everybody, tell at least two people, not about this podcast necessarily, but about Lenora's business and about how Lenora can help them pivot to their purpose. Because we all know somebody who is struggling in their day-to-day job, they're struggling in their corporate career, and they're trying to literally figure out how to get to the next level.
Yes.
And you kind of disappeared for a second, but they're trying to figure out how to get to the next level. And it's time for us to basically tell our friends Lenora is the person for the job.
That's right. That's right. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Iris is on. Thank you so much, Iris, for tuning in. She said, hello. I saw Iris the other night at Bonefish Grill, and I texted her. I said, Iris, I'll be on tonight. Thank you so much, Iris. Also, my cousin Chris is on. She said, we all can win and eat. Absolutely, Chris. She also stated, when you have confidence in your brand, you can't be scared and intimidated. No. You never. Cannot. You got to walk boldly and confidence about your brand. Sherry said, absolutely, Chris. Yashika said, beautiful, and she sent some hearts there. Carissa stated, already shared. All right, hey, Carissa. Thank you so much. And Chris said, I'm here for Lenora. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, cousin. Listen, Brianna put some emojis here. These are iPhone users. I'm Android. So what is this? I know you're Apple user. What's these?
That look like a lock. That look like a lock. I'm also a person who needs glasses. Look, because you see me in the computer, like, where are my glasses at? I don't know what that is. It's a lock and look like some eyeball emojis, but that's cool.
Okay. All right.
She's saying, I see you. I think that's what she's saying. I see you.
Okay. Brianna, translate for us with these emojis. Thank you, sis. And thank you, everyone. Mary is on. She said, blessings to all. So, I mean, it's been amazing tonight with our conversation. I mean, I really enjoyed it. And I just want to show you all how I can also assist you to pivot to your purpose, especially in your career.
Hi, I'm Lenora Lassiter, career coach, keynote speaker, author, and life coach, here to show you how to land your dream job and boost your income exponentially. Over the last 10 plus years in corporate America, I've helped over 20,000 career professionals with resume writing, interview preparation, and landing their dream job. Let's be honest, a lot of us women deal with challenges from self-sabotage, lack of confidence, imposter syndrome, and even PTSD from toxic work environments. How do I know? Because I have lived and breathed it myself. And now this is your opportunity to pivot in your career and in your life. Don't wait. Connect with me today at LenoraLassiter.com.
Girl, that was awesome.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Thank you so much. And that shout out to Eric Stevenson of Madison Consulting for assisting me with that on a couple of months ago as we were planning this brand in my launch. And Brianna said, I was saying we are locked in. That's what she was saying.
Okay, come through, queen, with the hieroglyphics or aka emojis. I don't know what that was.
Sherry also said, I just want to throw my pearls at you, Elena. So Elena, it has been amazing. Any final words as we end tonight's podcast? I just want to say, first and foremost, thank you for saying yes, because you are a busy lady. You fly out to your different clients. I mean, you're filming. You do so much. Y'all go check her out. I put her website up here earlier. I'm going to flash it again. Y'all go check her out on her website. She's bad. You'll see some of the brands that she worked with. She's working with. She's just amazing. But any final words?
Yeah, I just really want to encourage everybody to take in the title of this podcast. Literally take it in. Pivot to your purpose. And if you are looking for somebody to help you unlock those uncertain spaces in your life where you're trying to figure out where you're trying to pivot to and specifically how you pivot, please contact Lenora. If you're past that point and you're looking for someone to help you build your brand because you are very certain of who you are and where you're going. Like if you call me and say, I'm a millionaire and this is what it is, and this is where this is how I want to get there. Call me. I got you. Let's build that million-dollar brand. If that's what it is, that's what it is. I'm happy to help you. But you are talking to two strong women right now who literally are ready to lock arms and help you really pivot to your purpose and your passions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And our final comment that came in was from Sherry, said, Brianna is a wonderful photographer. Just saying, and we just got another one. I enjoyed listening. Thank you so much, Mabel, for that comment. Y'all were amazing tonight. I'm telling you, you all were amazing tonight. Brianna got the hashtag going on there. Pivot to your purpose. Yes, 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 yes. Pivot to your purpose. She also said, what brand of lipstick you have on, girl, is popping.
You know what? I don't even remember. And that's terrible, but I just don't even remember. Can I give a shout out to my cousin, Carissa?
Carissa, yes.
Shout out to Carissa. I want to affirm her as well. She is actually in a pivot space too. She's leaving corporate America and she's now going into real estate. And I just want to shout her out and say, keep pushing, keep going. Yes. You got this. And I know you're a realtor too, Lenora. Yes. So you know how seasons get, but I want to empower her. And I'm pretty sure you have words that can empower her as she pursues and pushes towards her purpose.
Yes, I definitely do, Carissa. We got to talk. We got to talk offline because I just had a conversation with a friend last night concerning her cousin who's in real estate. And oh my God, that could be an entire show in itself. Seriously, it can. Let me flash these last comments. And y'all, I'm telling y'all, we got to go. We love y'all, but we got to go. Yashika said, I love women, how they uplift each other. We rock. Yes, we do. We do. She said, I meant to say, I love to see women uplift each other. We rock. Yes, I got you. Sherry said again, well, Lenora, again, thank you everyone so much for tuning in. Until next time. Brianna said, congratulations, Carissa. Chris said, thank you so much. Beautiful. Y'all, again, it was amazing. It was amazing. Thank you so much for tuning in. Elena, I just want you to hold on. After we end the show, I want you to hold on so we can just chat for a minute or two. And you guys tune in 2 weeks from now. We're going to have another amazing podcast, Pivot to Your Purpose. You all take care.